At the largest Catholic church in America, the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, workers are urgently repairing and painting doors, changing light bulbs, and even erecting a new altar. These are the final preparations until the Basilica's most important visitor appears. Pope Francis has not even arrived in Washington yet, but souvenirs are already flying off the shelves.
Overwhelming response so far. We have t-shirts, mugs, rosaries, prayer cards, rosary rings, just about everything you could think of. No bobbleheads. We'll probably sell 100,000 prayer cards, 10,000 rosaries, 10,000 t-shirts. We expect that everyone is going to want to take something home with them from this visit from Pope Francis.
Official church gift shop is selling depictions of the popular pontiff in many forms, all with reverence. And of course, there's the official papal t-shirt with a design that's received the blessing from on high. On the unofficial side, the coming big event has captured the imaginations of souvenir vendors with toys, bobbleheads, the Pope holding his supposed favorite food, and even a beer named Pontiff. It's easy to understand the excitement. The last Pope to visit the U.S. was Pope Benedict, who came in 2008. After the service at the Basilica, crowds will gather on the lawn of Catholic University to hear a short sermon and receive a blessing. But it's not just first come, first served. 25,000 people must get the tickets in advance, and they are only available to members of the congregation, present and future priests, and selected special guests. Believers and non-believers alike may get a glimpse of the Pope later on, however, right after he meets with President Obama, when he takes part in a papal motorcade down the National Mall, where they might catch him as he comes out of the portico of the Capitol after addressing a joint meeting of Congress. After Washington, Pope Francis travels to New York, where he will visit the United Nations and address the UN General Assembly. And then it's on to Philadelphia, his final stop in the U.S. There, he will visit a correctional facility where inmates will greet him with a special gift, a hand-carved throne. For Roman Mamona, this is Joy Wagner, VOA News.
Take the chair facing myself. If you're facing this way, go to